and Mix Bukuru. There'll be other members of House Bukuru there.
How do you spell Baku?
Bukuru. Bukuru, yeah. And yeah, they also performed at Afroqueer, which was fabulous. And let's see if I see anything else. Yeah, they're performing a lot this weekend, so I would definitely go to Davie Street and check out Pride events there. And there will be other events that they're doing. I just don't have that information, unfortunately, right now.
Are there any special events that you know of in the city, organized for children or youth?
Our event is youth friendly, child friendly. Other than that, I'm not sure.
Because I think, again, that's an area for us to work toward, having transfer of information across generations. And there's some research that has said the baby boomers and the little kids, you know, 7, 8, 9, that those children being raised that were raised by their grandparents knew, oh, they know how to fix things. And some people of that generation realize they're going too fast, and that we who are older learn how to slow it down and anchor things, and so that there's some good opportunities in storytelling. I found going to school and telling stories to kids, they sit, you know, and then they write. So don't have this idea that people say, oh, they don't want to know what you're doing, or they're only interested in TikTok, because actually, as you've probably found, going into classrooms, little kids, you know, teenage people, they are interested. So I just
Oh, yes. I think people are very interested. You just have to speak with them, not speak down to them. There's other things happening, I know, at the Vines Art Society events that are happening the first week of August. For example, on August 9th, Friday, August 9th at 6 p.m. in Dude Chilling Park, there's a whole number of diasporic black performers, poets, songwriters. It's called Ubuntu, I Am Because You Are.
Nice.
And
Ubuntu.
I'll put the link in the chat for you, and then you can tell your radio listeners about it. One of our performers, who's also associated with Hogan's Alley, Siobhan Barker, will be presenting some really interesting storytelling. Thunder Thighs Wants to Wake the World is her title. And there's also vocalist Aisha, Black Pace, Lady Pace, the Kinfolk Nation. This is all going to be at the Vines event on August 9th. So we're glad that things are coming along, and we know that it was really hard to get anything together for August 1st this year. So I'm just thrilled that we were able to do anything at all.
Yeah, and I'm sure that
Fabulous.
people, as you they're listening up, will get interested in, you know, connecting and finding out what can we do, and you know, that we don't need to wait a whole year. That throughout the year we can continue to build on what we know about emancipation, but beyond it, what that means for us. If people at the point they were emancipated did as many things as they did to grow America, grow Canada, what more can we do? And so I just encourage people to be, you know, meet someone else from a different community. Meet, you know, there was a Swahili conference that went on across the week, and many people didn't know about it. So tune your ear so you can hear some of these great things that are happening. And here on Earth, so we welcome you to come. We don't have to wait till there's a holiday. You can
Yeah.
expand your knowledge, share your gifts, and you know, just have a good time making things better and living out the fruit that we're supposed to get as emancipated people.
Exactly. Yes, thank you. Yeah, thank you. I think it'll be great, and I invite everyone to come with an open heart and hearts with joy. And we will have a great time.
Well, I'm looking forward, so I'll see you there. And thank
See
you
you
so
there.
much for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you so much, Sister C. It's been a pleasure.
Welcome back to Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon. Producer Jesse here once again, filling in for Charlotte while she's away. You just heard her conversation with Valerie Walker McPherson. And up next, we're going to dive into another conversation with Cynthia Sharp. Enjoy.
And today I have a phenomenal guest for you. She is Cynthia Sharp, a writer, a nature lover, and a person who loves presenting other poets and other people's work. Welcome, Cynthia.
Thanks so much, Charlotte, for having me on your show. Good morning, everyone. So I'm Cynthia Sharp. I'm a nature poet. My books are Rainforest and Russet, and my most recent one, Ordinary Light. I'll be reading from it at the West End Seniors Network, July 26th. That's Friday, July 26th at 1:30 p.m. I'm going to be reading for 10 minutes along with author Jarena Tobiasen for 10 minutes. And then the most important part of this event is we want seniors from all over the greater Vancouver area to come down and share your poetry, your writing in any genre. And if you're not a writer, but you love books, bring something you love and come share. So
people are welcome to come. They don't have to pay $100 to get to read a poem. No. Tell us a bit more about how this program is working and where.
So the West End Seniors Network operates out of Barclay Manor, which is a beautiful restored house bought by the city. And the West End Seniors Network has had me in there a few times to do different events. They basically want to bring seniors together, just celebrate life, celebrate a beautiful space, take some time out in the garden. They have a beautiful garden at Barclay Manor. And basically, we're just getting together in the afternoon to share poetry, to share events. So the West End Seniors Network has a newsletter and all kinds of events aimed at seniors. And we're using the term seniors loosely, 55 and over, in your 50s. Everyone's welcome. Everyone of any age is welcome to come and listen to the readings. And then the open mic is reserved especially for people in their 50s and up.
Wow. I think I qualify.
If you're not sure if you qualify, come on down. If you qualify, please come on down. We've had these gatherings a few times. The West End Seniors Network has hosted different events for people to get together. And it's a chance to meet your neighbors, to talk about things that matter to you, and to share a piece of literature, whether it's a comic book, a poem, anything that moves you, that you wrote or that you found in the library and like, or it's one of your favorite collections. Just come down and meet your neighbors, meet people from the greater Vancouver area.
You're saying that they can't see, but you're saying that with such a big smile. It makes me think it's a line to, you know, I asked artists and writers about their 3 P's and 2 C's. How is this related to your purpose?
So the purpose of the West End Seniors Network gatherings is community. And my purpose as a writer is community. Community and nature are probably my two biggest joys, more than concerns. So my purpose in the big picture of all the writing I do and all the events I do is connecting people. Connecting people, getting out to meet people, and talking about what matters to us, which in my case is nature and protecting this beautiful planet we get to live on.
And I know when I first came to Vancouver and I was looking for flyers to see what was happening, there was an event where you were going to be in a garden. People were going to come to the garden and they were going to write. I think that we were planting. What is your feeling about the research that says that 90 minutes in out in nature can help people as much as taking some medication? But we're not to say don't take your medication, but what's your feeling of what did you find when you were combining poetry with people being out in a garden or planting or some of the other ways that you have done poetry outside?
I think peace and rejuvenation, and like you said, the best medicine ever. Like, yeah, for sure, take all our medications, but go out in nature so that we don't need to take anymore. Go out in nature so that everything becomes healthier. And I've done a lot of events outside. Even when we were chatting before, I mentioned we even had Pandora's Collective had an event outside in October, and it was amazing. Even with a little bit of rain, we had tents overhead, but even a little bit of rain, the leaves were rustling, and it's a healing to be in nature. We're from nature, we're part nature. And when we go back outside and turn off our phone if we can, we get to connect with our natural rhythms and we get to connect with ourselves. And I think that a huge part of writing workshops and getting together, especially outside and especially around beautiful gardens, is to slow down and be present to where we are. We have a few minutes to turn off our phone if we can, or only take emergency calls and connect with our inner selves. And I think that's really important.
You seem to be pretty passionate about that. One of the things I've noticed that you have always promoted other poets and writers. What is some of the and you always seem to be blessed with more and more invitations. You've got several places. What are some of the other places that you are appearing, but what are some ways that your passion for bringing up other or connecting people with other poets, what are some ways that that plays out in your life?
You know, like you said, Charlotte, I think that helping each other is the greatest way to help ourselves. And I don't think we sit down and say, oh, I'm going to do you a favor, so you're going to do me a favor. I think it's more, I'm really passionate about your work, Charlotte, and I'm really passionate about a lot of other Vancouver writers' work. And the more I get passionate about other people's work, the more I get opportunities to help them. And in return, people get to know us and we get invited to more things. So I love supporting other writers. I think that a huge part of being in the writing community is to support each other. As writers and artists, we're there to help each other, to be in community together, to celebrate each other, and to celebrate each other's work. And a great side bonus of that is that you get invited to all kinds of other things. So I might mention a few of them. I'm going to be reading on the Sunshine Coast as part of Art and Words, which is coming up at the end of August. That is a fantastic festival, and the organizers work so hard. It's just a beautiful place. If you're free around August 22nd to 25th, I would check that out on the Sunshine Coast, and I'll be one of the featured readers there. I'll be reading on Friday at 1 p.m., and
Okay,
it's
maybe
free.
Susie just got her pen. Could you mention again what that is and where?
So the Sunshine Coast Writers and Editors Society is a new organization. It was founded by Kathleen Cindy Labonte Smith, and they put on a festival called Art and Words. I'll be one of the League of Poets readers. So my reading will be sponsored by the League of Canadian Poets, which means it's free for people to attend. It's in the Gibson's Market, which is air conditioned and beautiful. And you get to go and meet all these other artists on the Sunshine Coast. So I hope people can come and attend that.
It
Yeah,
sounds
that's
like me.
one of my events. And there's an example of artists helping each other, right? We promote each other's events. You don't really keep track of who's helped who, but pay attention to people who are up and coming and help them out. And and then other people who are really solid have, like, Kathleen Labonte Smith is a really recognized writer with Rescue Me. She got this festival together, and all different writers in BC are getting to go.
I think you've mentioned a couple of writers' associations and organizations. How important do you think it is for a writer to get involved in a writing society or writers' group?
I think it's 100% important because I met you through the Federation of BC Writers, and it was one of the best moments of my life. But I'm not making this up. I remember the moment, we were scheduled to volunteer at the Fed at Word Vancouver together, and just the moment seeing you coming through the door, seeing you come up to the table was incredible. And now we've done so many collaborations together. And it's because we both joined the Federation of BC Writers. which is an organization I definitely recommend. I used to be the Greater Vancouver rep and stepped down to get my books done. And it's in excellent hands. I absolutely recommend that people join any group, whether it's the Federation of BC Writers, which is provincial and a big umbrella organization, or local groups like Surrey Muse, Burnaby Writers Society. There are so many groups. And it takes a while to find the first one, but I think it's really important to find your people, find your tribe.
And I think when you that word take the time, we're bombarded by so much stuff on our phones. Every half an hour, somebody's offering a contest or a competition, or get our free lead in to, oh yes, write a book in 30 days, our special program. It's only going to cost you $3,000, but you will get your book written. But you mentioned the Surrey group and some other groups. What is the One of the differences, there is a fee. All have dues, but the dues are very reasonable. And to read the things, that was what I was getting to. There's all this stuff that comes in on our phones and our screens. But if you have joined something, how important do you think it is to look all the way through and look at those different membership benefits?
Yeah, I think go for it. And I think trust your gut, right? I mean, if you have $3,000, that's great. But if you don't, Surrey Muse is free to join. That's a group I love being part of. And they put on free workshops that are wonderful. They also welcome donations, of course. But I think it's nice to check out what's good for you. I don't think you need to watch. I don't think we need to be addicted to our phones, trying not to miss a single opportunity. I think it's good to look at li what libraries, Canadian libraries have a ton of free events because the organizers are paid with grant money generally. So the person giving the workshop is getting paid and the people taking it get to come for free. Oh, I will be doing one as well. The woman I'm working with, Jarena Tobiasen, and I will be doing a workshop on September 24th for the Burnaby Writers Society at the Burnaby Library. And that's free to attend and it's on sensory writing. So I think one of the advantages, though, getting back to what you said about nature, part of the advantage of going to these drop-in workshops, if you can, is that we turn our phones off for a moment and we sit either in person or on Zoom, but it's wonderful, especially in person, with a few other writers. And we give our writing and the people around us and our natural rhythms an hour to two of our time. And I think when we take these workshops through organizations like Surrey Muse and Burnaby Writers Society and all the other ones, I'm on the board for those, so they come to mind. We're giving ourselves our time again, and we're honoring the muse inside ourselves to come out and play and to write and to connect with other writers. So I think it's important to have a few spaces in your life to write, whether it's on your own or whether it's seeking out community, but it's not essential to be addicted to Facebook, trying not to miss a single event. And I love, especially when we take our events into nature where we can really breathe.
Nature, within nature, things are always growing. You have something new that's growing. It's another book. Tell us about that. Well, two things around your pathway. A few years ago, you said you were stopping things because you were going to fulfill a dream of getting your master's in literature, master's in creative. It was some part of writing. What was it in?
It was a master's in creative writing.
Creative writing,
And
yes.
I loved giving gifts to ourselves. Like, that was my gift to myself and the universe's gift to me. I'm so grateful. There was an anonymous donor who made scholarships possible. And I got to go to Goddard College in the States. And I absolutely loved it. I got to collaborate with other writers and meet a whole new group of writers. And it gave me this book, Ordinary Light. I got to study with echo poet Juliana Spar. And so she really inspired me to not just write my nature and echo poems, but to think of a book as a whole unit and how it works together. And so I basically created this book, Ordinary Light. It was written during the pandemic, which means I had a chance to slow down and really appreciate ordinary things. And so this book is a celebration of all the ordinary natural beauty we get to see every day in British Columbia. And I think everybody everywhere in the world, wherever they are, has ordinary light, ordinary beauty, ordinary people.
And I think we could have an extraordinary experience if you read it to us.
That's awesome. So I'm trying to think of what poem to start with. I'll do Each Step with the Earth. So this was about just getting to take walks outside during the pandemic. It starts with the camera taking me for strolls, teaching me to listen to the stories of flowers. And from my window, the clouds, a Mexican beach, journeys inner, each step with the biosphere, celebration rather than sacrifice, Easter rather than Lent. I walk and drink in my community, travel great distance on foot, learn the names of local shop owners and baristas, give thanks for beaches, foliage, and clean air most days. Bend down to see cappuccino striped snails drinking rainwater from concave orange maple leaves. Help purple starfish into the sea, allowing simplicity to heal.
Wow. Oh my God, I've got goosebumps. Allowing me to heal. Oh, that's beautiful.
I wish it wasn't a pandemic and I wish there hadn't been suffering. But one of the beautiful things that came out of it was I loved the time we had to just slow down and unplug and get back to nature and back to writing. Maybe I'll read one more that was inspired when I started my master's degree. So this is Alone and Together. The title comes from my dear friend Maria Burns, who I just met when she asked all of us to write a monologue alone and together at the start of the pandemic. I had just started my master's in creative writing at that time over Zoom. This is Alone and Together. I open to sky, clouds and blue summer, yield to the peace of lying still. My back eases into alignment. Injuries subside. This life I wish I'd shared with you. I surrender to solitude, creation, lying in wild daisy like I did in my 20s, wishing you were with me, that we hadn't been cut apart. It's the kind of July day when mellow jazz drifts in open windows. We could almost forget there's a pandemic. Bird calls open time, mallards, geese, crows, the feathery lilt of cypress and wind. I garden, daydream, enjoy the hail of uninterrupted leisure and choice. Return to the window, commune with life. We dance dreams into plays, existence a learning curve, starting and ending on gratitude. When the sky cools, I look to the sun flexions the glass jars on the counter create on the wall, each one different, catching the light in a unique way. The black cherry jar, a mirage of diamonds, now a hummingbird angel. It's one of those days when the clouds break up into millions, an explosion of atoms into universe, and we lay orange lilies on lawns, a tribute to heroes on front lines. What to do with my perfectly restored meditative energy? Let me be longer at peace, hope like islands of grass in the sun, oxygen released like worlds bursting forth, an explosion of color, living spirit, my breath the sails propelling me along an ocean. I forget everything else I'd wanted to say, just gratitude for real community and purpose. a culture of meaning and kindness. Just by being in the world, you've all taught me so much. We stretch like dogwood trees, realizing we've grown. Voices cycle past my window in the lightness of summer evening. Children's calls signal the freedom of not having to be anywhere, the return of time. We're all ordinary these days, and there's something beautiful in that. Our regular, unstyled hair and selves. A seed, bough, stay safe. Let the eagles carry our dreams.
Let the eagles carry our dreams. Right now, our dreams are being carried on CJSF Radio 90.1 in Bermondsey. This is the college campus station of Simon Fraser University. This morning, my guest is Cynthia Sharp. She is just helping us to understand the great passion she has for nature, letting us sample and get a taste and a smell of the ways that she's integrated visions of nature, the field, children talking in the night. Thank you for being here phenomenally with us, one with nature, one with gratitude, one with people, one Cynthia Sharp, who I am so grateful has taken time out of her busy schedule to be our guest. We are going to possibly hear one of the selections of a friend of ours. And before I say goodbye, I want you to again tell people how to see, contact you.
Oh, what a good question. I have a website called The Zen of Poetry. So if you Google The Zen of Poetry, you can find me. That's the best way, I think. And you can find my books in any public library in Canada. If you Google Cynthia Sharp, you'll find my books. If you Google Cynthia Sharp poet, you'll definitely find me, because there are a lot of other great Cynthia Sharps too.
Okay, well, thank you, Cynthia Sharp, the only one to be with us at this time. And thank you for the way that you just continue not to be just about yourself, but touching people's lives, inspiring and connecting. You know, my audience, I look forward to being with you again next week at 10. But you know what I say when you ask what time it is? I say it's always love time, poem time.
Love time, poem time. Love time, poem time. Love time, poem time. Time for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time. For words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time. Time for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time. Time for poems, poets and singers. Time to untie all life's ringers. Poem time. Love time, time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace, rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words, place for love instead of swords. Love time. Poem time, love time. Love time, poem time. Times for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time. Time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time. Times for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time. Poem time, love time. Time for poems, poets, singers. Time to untie all life's ringers. Time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace, rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words, place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time, poem time, love time, love time, poem time, poem time, love time.
We would do anything for our kids. What parent wouldn't? I'm just glad they're still so young, so we can speak in code in front of them. But they must wonder why we're always camping.
Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.